Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B.
What up, man?
Oh, well, seems like we've tamed the lion that's gotten loose in the control room, so everything's good to go over
Are
here.
You?
So, yeah, we're good.
Okay. I don't see any names on the screen yet, but you didn't get that part fixed yet, did
you? No, that thing is, it has locked me out.
You should have been here yesterday morning.
Should I have been?
Austin and I were...
going tag teaming it?
Yeah, it was not good, man. But Robbie got up here and got the gremlins.
Oh, boy.
He got rid of them. And,
well, I'll probably call Robbie and... See if he can, you know, spare some wisdom.
Yeah, well, I'll figure something out. But are you holding over this morning for the morning show?
No, Austin will be in for that? Okay. I'm having to take care of the other two shows.
But oh, okay.
It'll be all good.
All right, long day for you boys.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Making money, man. Got to get them Myers, man.
Yeah, I'm doing my friend's wedding after this. So.
That's what I hear, and you're not going to be here Saturday, right? Austin's filling in for you.
Yeah, okay. My friend's wedding's supposed to roll till about 1 a.m. I don't know.
Oh, well, hey, man, you ought to be a rock star, party star like I am, man. Just go all night and keep on going. Ever ready, bunny, baby.
Oh, my Lord.
Nah, just kidding. I can't do that anymore. When I was your age, I could, though. Party all night and fish all day.
Oh, man. Anytime I do anything that's anything close.
Won't stop.
Oh, man, I just get sick
speed,
as a dog.
Low drag. All right, man. All right, let's go to Roy, see what's going on with Richland Chambers. See if he's got some more water for me up there. Royce, what's up?
Hey, man, happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too, man.
Can you believe it's already here?
Yes, I can.
Where'd the spring go?
This is one of my favorite weekends of the whole year. It really is. It's more meaningful than just about any holiday to me. You know, I guess because, you know, I love the country so much and all the guys that sacrificed it all for it. And God rest their souls.
Tell you what, just makes you proud to be an American,
doesn't it? It really does. I mean, it's we do not have it that bad. You listen to some people, you think the – sky's falling, the world's coming to end, but we got it so good. We just got to count your blessings, man.
We only got 10 or 12 more years. I guess we better make the best of it.
Well, that's right. I'm doing all I can, man. It's party time now, buddy. I'm burning the oil till I got 12 years to get her all done.
This is the holiday weekend, and our lake really it gets busy. It kicks off the summer. It has been so quiet this spring, and I guess it's just because all these wild little – oh, weather swings and cool spring and whatever. But, the folks that listen to you and come up here and fish with us, they cannot believe that we'll go out on a April or May weekday and maybe see four or five boats. And the weekends haven't really been crowded. We finally got a decent Saturday or so the past couple of weeks. But Memorial Day weekend kind of kicks it off. A lot of camping. It's pleasant. It's not hot like it is on, Labor Day or whatever. So, I'm ready for the crowds. We usually get on the lake a little earlier, get off a little earlier, and leave it with the recreation folks about 10:30 or 11.
You know, Royce, you bringing that up, that's why my Uncle Jimmy spent his last few years up on Richland Chambers. He bought him a place up there, and I don't know, he had that place 10 or 12 years.
Unless you've experienced it.
Yeah, because he just got tired of fighting the crowds down. He was a big saltwater hound like me, and he had bay houses in different areas on the coast where he fished, but he said it just got so out of hand and people got so rude and crowded that he escaped to Richland Chambers, he said.
after Labor Day and then all the way through until spring starts, mid-March or whatever, it's not unusual to not see another boat because I'm going way up the river and or the creek and fishing the timber and the catfish where not many people will go. But, in the spring in a prime May month, it's so underutilized, and you feel bad for the few retailers around here because, you know, it's pretty seasonal.
Yeah.
So you better make it when you can. But on the other hand, I think I understand why after fishing it 20, 25 years now, you get a blow on this lake. Like we got a little 12, 15 mile hour south wind this morning, and you can fish the south shoreline and stuff if you got a small boat, but you're really limited to get out to your deeper water. You know, we're fishing the humps,
sure,
the ridges, the road beds, and it's all susceptible to a breeze. And I guess for the last 2 weeks, you know, by late morning, it's starting to gust pretty good. So you're kind of limited if you don't have a big enough boat to handle it. And that's, I think it intimidates people a little bit. So, you know, just an excuse for them not to come, but
if you got a little boat and you're retired and laid back like my Uncle Jimmy was, you just pick your days, you know. You just go when it's right.
You bait your catfish hole out. They, you know, they don't jump in the boat, but this lake's known for white bass and for catfish, and it's proven out this spring. The trips I've run the last couple of weeks where I may only have two people with me, we'll get on these schools of white bass. We're still slabbing them up, and I mean it's literally sometimes a 45 minute limit out, 50 fish, but you know what's right below all those old feeding white bass? Catfish.
Yep.
So we just take the punch bait with us and get us. They're mostly 2 pound blues, 2 to 3 pound blues, but I mean,
well, how much better can you get for eating than that? You know,
you cannot get any better. You don't even have to chum. The white bass are chumming for us with the shad they're busting. So it's kind of a neat time of the year because these fish that are, you know, it's a late spring like we've talked. They finished the spawn, and they are just on a feeding frenzy. And the shad hatch, you know, Mother Nature figures that out when it needs to be. And it's just about pick your poison, whether you want whites, catfish. If you're a live bait fisherman, they are doing better than we are on those bigger old hybrids off the flats, but we're picking up a few hybrids, you know, in with the whites. They about the only thing that really hasn't kicked in gear is you usually get a little of that bait chasing topwater late spring type stuff, and I guess it's still just all tied in with the way we had our weather pattern this year. It's just a little late.
I think so. Everything's a little late. You're right.
But it's been good. We got a busy weekend. You know, we fish Memorial Day and July 4th, but like I say, we just get out there real early and get off, clean those fish, then let the jet skiers have it for a while. But, I don't have a whole lot of water coming your way, but I think the reason is the Trinity can't hold too much more water. We've got a couple of gates open, but, you know, we probably will have a couple of gates for another 2 or 3 weeks because the little lakes that feed the Richland and Chambers Creeks, they're 10 or 12 feet above their pool level.
But, oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're doing to Livingston. I'm sure it's probably muddied up.
Oh, yeah. It's had so much water going through it. Man, the last 3 or 4 years, how many trillions of gallons of water have run through Lake Livingston? On its way to Trinity Bay.
Yeah. It just really hurts. But like I probably mentioned before, the Tarrant Region water business people, when I give them my 2 cents worth, they say, won't you stick to guiding fish and we'll tend to
regulating
water.
Yeah, we'll tend to regulating water, yeah.
they have these gates open, and you know in 30 and 45 days the lake's just going to start going south when Arlington and Fort Worth start drawing all that additional water for the summertime, but you know that's the way it is. They got to regulate it, I guess, all over the state.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, they've sweated Livingston back about 6 days ago to 48,000, and
wow, really?
Yeah, it was up to 70.
Oh man!
But the lake level has come up since yesterday. It was 131.15, now it's 131.26. It's still rising with 48,000 coming out. So, Lord.
When I came across the Trinity a couple of days ago with in daylight when I saw it, it was right at its full level. It wasn't overflowing like it had been, but I don't know. It's other river systems, too. This last couple of Saturdays, we've had some guides come over from Whitney, because their lake is 21 foot high, and What was it I heard? Might have been on your show. I heard one of the guys say they're fishing this real difficult pattern. It's called the picnic table pattern.
Yeah, kind of like fishing Lake Somerville. Just launch on dry land with a small boat and just fish all the picnic grounds.
Picnic tables, yeah. I think on Whitney, about the only people that are fishing are some folks that have access to old roadbeds where they can launch. But it went over 20 foot high, and I guess that whole Brazos River system's, you know, just kind of like the Trinity River.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's full and regulating water release.
Well, you know, when my nephew was up there playing the Byron Nelson, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks, because the Colonial's this weekend.
And that new course, they have that big berm, that levee system that goes down one side of it with the Trinity River on the other side. And he said it was way higher than this year than it was last year when he played. And,
yep. And we've had two or three springs of really lots of water.
Oh, yeah. But he's back. He's in Fort Worth this weekend at the Colonial. And,
Colonial.
Yeah,
I think we might have talked on a Saturday, and did he have a rough start, but he kind of good second round or something?
Yeah, he made a comeback and finished in the top 20. I think he bogeyed the last hole to drop him out of the top 10 to, I think, 13th.
Top 20 in that PGA leaderboard.
Man, if you just, these days, if you can just make the cut every week, you're doing good. Those guys are for real, man. There's some stiff competition.
It is just, you know, kind of like trying to fish a bass tour anymore. You better be in the top 1%.
You better be wired right, brother.
Yeah, and I'm sure the sponsors, you know, are that way too. They're not going to, you know, tackle anybody down the leader list too far.
No.
But, you know.
Well, I noticed your Rangers have been hot lately. They left the cellar and moved up second place behind us. I mean, they made a big turnaround. They're coming alive, man.
After they left Houston, I wouldn't say I'm fair weather, but I get disgusted with them. And now I've got to watch them. I think they've won five or six straight and at least got back to .500 ball.
Yeah, I watched them day before yesterday. I watched one of their ball games in the afternoon. And,
they hadn't got enough, I don't think, to even squeak to a wild card unless they do a little trade.
I don't know. It's baseball. You never know, brother. You never know.
That's true. That's true. They're playing, you know. Of course, when they run up against somebody like an Astros, the real world. comes out, they got to get some pitching.
Well, even we can be humbled. You know, the White Sox have been giving us a shellacking.
Did they play yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, they played last night. It was 4-0 when I went to bed, and we were down. So I don't know whether we came back or not. But
I know they lost the day before or something against the Sox, didn't they? Yeah. Oh, well, they'll be there when it counts. I got a feeling. I just don't know about my Rangers, but you never know.
I don't know, but they're looking respectable anyway. You know,
that's a good word.
That's right. All right, man. That's more than I can say for the Cowboys. No.
Yeah, oh, me.
No, I'm just jacking with you. All right, throw them out a number, man.
903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz. We got a few days left in June, and we're pretty wide open still, July for kids and summer. So give us a call.
You got it. See you, Royce. Have a good Memorial Day. See you, man. All right.
Bye-bye. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show 519 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to the Big Sam. That is Will we have on, right? Yeah, I recognize the number. I made sure I asked before I call him wrong. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
What is up, man?
Well, it is Big Sam, and we haven't got all the rain down here yet from last weekend, but it's pushing 6 foot above pool.
Are you already to six? That's 2 feet just since the last time I talked to you it's come up. Good Lord.
We'd had all that rain before, and then last weekend we got a little over 6 inches, and that was all the way up into, Arkansas or something. But it was up the top of our watershed, so it still hadn't all down here yet. It takes about right at a week to get down here. We're just north of Merville. It's where the watershed starts, and it takes a week to get here. So we got we got a couple more days yet. I don't think we talk about you never have 2 years in a row where it's the same thing on Rayburn. You know, one year it's high, and the other year it's low. Then you get high this time of year. You know, we told everybody that you need to use your trails and mark the edge of this hydrilla before when the last fall when the lake started coming up, because we said, you're going to miss it if you don't. Well, a lot of them didn't do it, and then then the lake came down, and they thought, that won't be a problem. They got back where you can see the hydrilla again. Well, now we're back up where you can't see it again. And they didn't put trails in, so, they don't have any idea where that grass is at. When you find it, you're sitting right over the top of it. You need to be sitting out 30 foot or better away from it, throwing parallel to it or throwing over the top of it. There's no place on Rayburn, not on the south end anyway, from Beach Basin south, there's no place that you can't throw a shallow running crankbait. Those square bills that Bomber make, and then Bandit makes them, and that run down anywhere from 3 to 5 foot. Them things, you can fish them all over the south end.
Yeah.
That and spinnerbaits. Spinnerbaits, because you can cover so much ground, so much water, that you need to throw something that you can move, because those bass are not holding up yet. They're coming, a lot of them are coming off the spawn. And they'll be sitting out off the edge of these points for a while before they start moving back in to feed. The shad are all in here. And most of them have probably spawned by now. They come about halfway through to that largemouth spawn while the threadfin shad come in and spawn. And now they're all sitting up here. The ones that are hatched, they're the little fry are about a quarter to a half inch long. And there's just millions of them running around there. A guy was telling me the other day that he saw the water's pretty clear back in Five Fingers and Norris Creek, and he said that he's seen several big schools of shad. It just looks like a cloud going up through the water.
Man, you think y'all get some good schooling action this summer off of that kind of bait,
Well, I would think so.
Like the old days, but you haven't had it for a long time, and neither has old Bob over at Fayette County either.
Well, in order to have good schooling, you've got to have a tremendous amount of shad and a lot of bass. And they have to be bunched up. And with with some of the equipment, especially the electronics that we got now, it's hard for those shad or that shad or the largemouth to bunch up if somebody don't find them. And when they find them, they're going to go fish them. So our electronics is just, that you can find. It's like you and I talked the other day. I had no idea the difference they made between last year's at Gen 3 and what they, in carbon unit, and what they've got now with that HDS Live. Because when I put in Galveston Bay, it just lit up like a Christmas tree. You've got to put everything in. It's already in there, but you have to go back to categories and hit the menu and start putting in everything for salt water.
Now, that's on these newer units that you're able to do that?
The one they call the Live.
Yeah, and you don't have to, like the older units, I remember we had to buy the Navionics chips to get
Is, Vicki and I go to town on Sunday, and I'm going to buy one of these it takes the little microchip, whatever they call it, microcard. But you can buy one that's got the regular card with some little micro card inside of it, and it passes everything through. I don't know how it's set up, but anyway, it passes everything through. Because I did it. I took my my old 10, which is still works great. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, I upgraded it several times off the internet, but I took it and I downloaded what I wanted off it, and I put it on my HDS 3, Gen 3 that I've got, and it takes a little card. So what I want to do is I'm going to download what we've got on that new live and send it to you and get you to put it in one of your units and sit there and see just how much better it is, if anything, or how much it needs to upgrade. The guys still really need right. to buy a card, or is this going to be enough for them?
Yeah.
You know, some of them probably are like you, that they've marked all these shell pads, and there's no way they could get all of them on there. You know, it's like you going in there and putting them in. You fished that bay ever since you've been big enough to run a boat.
Yeah, and, you know, they it's hard to get it all, but I'll tell you that Navionics Platinum for the whole Gulf Coast, it just it's incredibly detailed, and it has a lot of stuff in there you wouldn't think they'd have, that they have, you know, as far as little humps, ridges, shell pads, things like that are pretty valuable, and it's spot on. I mean, they're very accurate. They'll get within feet of your target, and plus there's other things that are man-made, or get bottoms get changed, that we find periodically that we go ahead and punch in and have ourselves, that right. you know, that just you things like that you stumble across. I mean, when you're running around, if you're not fishing, if you're not looking at your bottom machine while you're running too. I mean, sure, we're looking at the water, looking for signs of fish and all that, but you know, just you wouldn't be surprised. You find some little old something, you run across, you go back and fish it one day because you got it punched in, and boy, it's it could turn into a honey hole.
Well, the guy that bought this last unit we got, I was talking to him the other day, and he was asked me about it just when I talked to you, because I looked at my Gen 3 and it didn't have this stuff. But I told him about that. You can bring up what they call it. You got to put it in, but it's a yeah. DTD, which is distance to destination. And you can stop 30 foot from these instead of getting over the top, like to the end of a point here or mm-hmm. stumps of you guys on a shell pad. You can stop, and that thing, when you go in, it will put a little circle around where you're going to go fish, and it draws a line back to you and tells you exactly how far you are away from that.
Right.
I don't know if you ever used that or not.
Yeah,
but
sure do, and I do that, like if I've got a well pad that I'm fishing, and I've got several different waypoints around it that I just like a perimeter, it's all punched in for different wind directions where I can, you know, where I won't get on top of it, I can stay off of it and fish towards it, and I can keep my bearings right on it with a trolling motor, and that helps a lot. Or, you know, if you want to anchor too, you know, you can anchor at one of your waypoints that you have off of the main target itself.
Well, yeah, we used to use I used, and I still carry, and I've got 10 buoys. We used to, you know, drop a buoy where your stump beds and stuff are on the ends of your points, and then back off, and now you don't have to do that. I still keep my buoys, but
yeah.
But right now, with the water, you know, almost, you're at least 5.5 foot above the top of that grass. And with these bass winding down from the post-spawn blues, you know, they're going to be up on top of that grass chasing shad. So, it's, you know, it's spinnerbaits and those square-billed crankbaits. You know, Bonner came out with a new, and Booyah's got a couple new with square-bill. The bill's a little bit wider. And they run true. They got a big, wide sweep. You know, they go from side to side, and that puts mm-hmm. out a lot of, you know, fish find a lot of these fat baits, not by the rattles, but by the vibration put out from the movement of water. And the bigger that bill is, the wider it is, and the fatter the body is, why the more water it pushes, and it's easier for the bass to find it. You know, they're not doing anything new. They've just, you know, they're modifying everything we got now. So we'll see what happens. We got, you know, it's going to be great fishing because you don't have to worry about hanging up in the grass.
Well, that's true. And that, you know, I used to.
Wacky worms, you can, still throw those yum dinger wacky worm. You don't have to use the weight because you only got 4 to 5 foot. But if you go to a surgical supply store and you buy some of that surgical tubing and cut a piece about 3/8 of an inch wide that'll just barely go over your worm and slide that yum dinger in there and put your hook into
just
it.
Just run your hook right through it. You bet.
Yeah, you're good for about 3 or 4 fish before you tear it up.
And that's all
good.
But
we're in good shape, and it's going to keep on going. We're supposed to get some more rain this weekend. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But
I don't know. I think we're going to dodge it down here, but you may get it the other day. We didn't get any of that you got hammered with when y'all got that 6 inches. All we got was a lot of wind, you know, from that low pressure up above us sucking that wind in from off the Gulf, fueling your storms. And what a nightmare, man.
Well, the only thing we haven't got yet is at least we haven't seen them, is the does dropping fawns, because that ought to be happening.
That's going to be real close. You're right.
And Vicky's got her new roses planted, and they're popping out. So, you know, we're going to
have to be perfect for the fawn crop. They can eat those rose petals. Vicky won't like that. All right, man. Well, Will, I got to bow out of here, buddy. If somebody wants to call you,
have 584-3177.
All right, and you have a great Memorial Day weekend, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Will. See you, man.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, I've been still trying to figure out how to put the hoochie-coo on it, but I'm working on it.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
We used to walk through my grandmother's chicken yard barefooted, and it would just squirt up right between your toes.
That's how come your feet's so big.
If
it got fertilized,
that's a good feeling, man.
You got that right.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Coming off two pretty good days of fishing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I don't know if anybody else gets it, but I get it. Walking the chicken yard and then you come back with little feet. Okay. All right, let's go up to Tex Bonin on Lake Conroe. Memorial Day weekend has begun. Tex, what's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's going down up there, man?
I've walked across a chicken pen yard before.
Hey, have you ever walked barefoot in a chicken coop?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's not. Nah, it's going to be a good weekend, Mickey. I hope so, anyhow.
I hope it's a safe one. You know, Conroe, man, always kicks it off with the accident.
Yes, sir, they do. And if everybody... Even though you think you're okay, wear a life jacket this weekend.
Yes,
the boat traffic will be bad, you know, and the little ones, be sure they got one on. I tell you what, the game wardens are trained to, when they see your boat, they're looking for little ones, if they got jackets on. And I can assure you of that. Then they may get around to grown-ups and how they act and everything, but they're looking for youngsters that don't have a life jacket on. And
yes,
I don't blame them a bit, man. I tell you. But that things are good. The wind has been just giving me a bad time.
I know it, man.
That's all there is to it, man. I was listening to you, one of the other shows here. You talked about around June the 5th, I think it was.
That's my projected date.
you're gonna hit that just about right, I think.
Well, I hope so.
But man, I could have run with sails on this week if you had a system fixed up where you could change the boat around.
Boy, I heard that.
But I fished two times, Mickey, and had great trips, and didn't load the boat down, but some quality bream and some good catfish. That's been our deal. And I got a couple of spots that I can hide from the wind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done fished them hard. And today we were taking four people out, and they decided to wait a week or two.
Right.
And I'll get them back, but I decided to let that wind settle down some. The two places I got, I've done worked them over pretty good. And Mickey, we're catching pretty good on catfish and pretty good on the big brim. The brim, probably half of them got eggs yet, so it's just right, put it that way. You know, I usually say the last week of May, and they're hitting pretty good for a change here now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving shallow. I know some sandy, rocky bottoms up on the lake. And those places are just because I know they're there is because it's protected, and I have fished it a lot. And we caught both places, and need to let it rest a little bit anyhow, so it's better the people I had today wait till another week or two, and it'll be good. Had some old brim guys call me, and they're getting ready, put it that way. But I put out the word yesterday that about half the brim had eggs in them, and it's time to do it. We was using the bobber past 2 days, not 2 days, but two times this week, Mickey, and using the bobber and fishing about 2 foot deep, and using the green worm again. It's coming on. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And the wind is just keeping me away from some good places.
I know it is, man. But boy, when it lays, they ought to be out there waiting on you.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you that.
They ought to be piled up.
Yes, sir. It's looking good, Mickey. And about the only two things I've pulled on, we had a tournament, a bass tournament last week. And out of that, around the marina, I saw two bass that were dead. So overall, it's not good, but it's overall, it's not bad either with that many people. It was quite, I don't know how many boats, but quite a few. The parking lot was full, put it that way, Mickey.
Good.
And if you only see two bass floating around, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good survival numbers there, bud.
Yes, sir, it is. And so that's the only good thing there. Crappie, caught two in the docks there the other day, about a 12 and about 11. Inches long, so they were good keepers, and wife and I eat them things.
Yeah, buddy, you better.
They were good. They were good. Boy, them old brim, we eat four brim the other night, Mickey, and that's all I needed. It was big brim.
Yeah.
And we scale them and cut the heads off, and we eat them things, and I want you to know you could take a fork, and they were big enough, you take a fork and pull that the dorsal fin out of there,
mm-hmm.
and then take a fork and just pull them old fillets off the skeleton bone there.
Oh, you're making me hungry. I'm going to have to eat when I get home this morning.
We'll holler, buddy. It was good. But anyhow, about all we got going, Mickey, is I want to caution everybody, be safe on the lake, and look out for the other guy.
Yes, and, definitely look out for the other guy.
You got to drive for the other guy, especially on Conroe. We are going to be crowded, I'd say. And we put this trip off that was supposed to happen today, and they said they'd have it a little bit calm and
sure.
Enjoy the trip, you know. So I said, well, let's put it off then. So that's what we did. But everyone, have a good time, but also at the same time, drive for the other guy.
Safety first, man. Can't you got to live to fish another day.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Tex. Well, hey, if somebody's looking for info how to get a hold of you up on Conroe, how do they do it?
Call me on the cell, 713-252-4290. And outside of Lake Conroe Fishing Guides.com, you can find Text with Texas Guide Service. Be glad to accommodate anybody as far as telling them what to do on the lake and everything.
I know you will, Tex. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Captain.
Be safe. All right. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Tex Bonin on Conroe. Now we're going to go down to San Leon area. This guy frequents Topwater quite a bit. Let's go to Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How you doing
there, Captain Billy?
Man, I'm doing fantastic.
What's going on?
Better. Getting a fish every day. It's calm.
I'm telling you, it's just living a dream, huh?
Have you ever seen that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Yeah.
You get up every day and it's the same thing.
Right.
Wake up every morning, look at the wind, it's blowing 25 to 30, call your customers to cancel, go back to bed every day.
Yep. Boy, we're in a rut right now. Golly.
A little bit. It's all right. It'll get better. We got in 2 days this week. That was it. Well, that's really not two
more than I got.
That was Sunday and Monday. So if you want to count that this week, of course, our weeks all run together. We don't really have a Monday through Friday type of deal. But no, I had that little three boat deal on Sunday. And actually got a little reprieve from the wind.
Yeah, y'all had a little wind this Sunday morning. It kind of laid down a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, it was blowing up 15, 16.
Yeah, and that's calm for nowadays.
That's right. No, it is. That's ice cream. But the problem was I had that family deal, and the day before, I looked at the forecast, and it reminds me of a couple of weeks ago when we did the same dead-gum thing. And the hourly marine forecast showed those storms lasting until like 9 or 9:30
right
next morning.
And they did. So, I watched the same thing too unfold.
Yeah, and we never got a drop of rain. And
not
so
a drop.
We had them meeting us at 9:30, and so we screwed ourselves out of three and a half hours of fishing. And I had Jay and his two daughters, Elise and Jillian, and they've been fishing me forever. I mean, Elise she's going her senior year in A&M now. I think when she started fishing me, she was 10 years old. But we got out there, and man, we landed right on top of some fish, just drifting, nothing hot and heavy. We were picking up one or two keepers each drift, and probably four or five throwbacks each drift. And then we had a group of sea billies come through, and you know what a sea billy is, right?
Yeah,
sea billy is a hillbilly on the water.
One of my customers
actually taught me that, so I can't take credit for that. But Rolf Schomburger taught me that one. But anyway, so they came. We're drifting like 3.5-4 feet of water, and they came from the east and just gutted what few little slicks, little patch of fish we had on that ledge. And it was pretty much ball game after that. And then we went somewhere else. And then the wind did start picking up late. And,
yeah, it did. It hadn't stopped blowing since. It's been smoking.
Exactly. So we went somewhere else. We caught two more keepers and some little ones. And it wasn't anything great. We had 8 or 9 keepers. And I think we counted 26 trout total we caught. And some junk, a couple of gaff top. Couple of big gaff top things like that, and they had a little tournament going between the family for the biggest fish, and I had them clarify before we left the dock, biggest game fish or just the biggest fish in general. And the rule was, it's the biggest fish, doesn't have to be a game fish, but you have to eat it. And Jillian caught a monster gaff top, but she didn't want to eat it, so she probably could have won. But we threw it back. But I think Cliff, I had Havens and Cliff Baxter run the other two boats for me. And they caught some trout and reds on shrimp. And I think Cliff or John, one of them, they had a couple of 25-inch reds. They won big fish. But
Cliff, anyway, he's a good kid, man.
He is, man.
I like Cliff. And John Havens, how much better can you get him? Those are two good guys right there. Really class act.
Yeah, they are. But everybody in the family had a great time. We're going to make it an annual deal now, so it's kind of cool. And then that was Sunday. Then Monday had all the Cebulski brothers, and we got out there. We almost didn't go. We decided to try it. We had a little more east in the wind. And we did not. We worked a couple groups of birds, caught 11 keepers, caught a whole bunch of fish, just 11 keepers. And we would caught like 8 or 9 out of birds and went in the marsh, caught a couple keepers. And a bunch of little bitty stuff in the marsh. That's when that tide really, really started getting high. I could get that whaler in places that normally you'd be walking on dry land. And we caught, I don't know how many little bitty fish, like, man.
Boy, we got them, don't we? Trout. Golly, what a hatch.
Yeah, I mean, but the marsh is full of them, especially, you know, just a lot of the drains and stuff since it's rained. But, and out in the bay, flushed a lot of them out in the bay. These birds are full of them. But that was kind of the deal. If you didn't get on the right group of birds, you're kind of screwed. Because by 9:30 or 10, it was blowing so hard, you couldn't do anything. You just couldn't. And we came in at like 11:30 and went and had a good lunch at Topwater and hung out for a little while. And that was all she wrote for the week, man. We, the next morning, Tuesday morning, Haley and them came in from Wimberley, and we met at the ramp. And we stood there and looked at each other and decided we weren't that mad at him. It was gusting to 30.
Hey, is that the one you told him to bring his golf clubs?
Yeah, we played 36.
Did y'all go play 36 holes like you said you would?
We did. We played 36 holes.
That's
Tuesday.
Funny.
Hey. Dad played the first.
Hey, a bad Dad day of fishing, you can always go play golf, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, we had a blast. And Haley's a good golfer. But
is he?
Dad played with us the first 18. And then he had to go to a function, a deal for a scholarship fund he does at Dickinson High School, and he had to go do some photos and stuff for the paper. And so Haley and I played another 18 holes, and I was going to play again yesterday over at Bay Oaks. Dad and some buddies were playing, but I had too much stuff to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, how much time do we have? What do we have,
about
5 or 6?
We got about a little over three minutes. What you got?
Well, Dad and I were talking yesterday about all the sediment deposits in the bay, siltation, like ship wakes, and just natural and man-made changes that we run across fishing, you know, like
right.
that area I told you I went the other day that's normally clear. It's protected by that finger reef, but that finger reef's gone now because of erosion and ship waves.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about salinity fluctuations and all the fresh water in the bay. So then he brought up a good point. When was I know when it was because I looked it up. But so Trinity River was dammed. They dammed it up. It was completed in 1969. And it seems like most of these Texas lakes were completed in the 50s and 60s. So you were in your mid-20s. What was it like before the river was dammed up in, like, say, Trinity Bay?
Unbelievable.
More of just... Okay.
We got fresh, but it was here and gone immediately. It just right. ran off. It wasn't regulated like it is now by the constant flow out of the dam. I mean, you got a right. good rain event. It was in and out of here in a heartbeat, and it didn't seem right. to hurt things. And
that's pretty much what Dad was saying too. Yeah.
Water clarity was always better. Man, there was live oysters everywhere, clam shells. I mean, it was pristine.
Exactly what he was saying. Even had a lot of bottom grasses. And
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
We had all that turtle grass in the back of Trinity Bay, with, along with widgeon grass and eel grass, and it just, it
Dad,
was
Dad
sweet.
Said we really didn't start having a lot of problems with dermo, with, you know, Dermocystidium, the parasite that
right.
thrives in high salinity water that kills oysters. Didn't really start having a big problem with dermo until a lot of the rivers were getting dammed up.
That's right, because you always had that constant flow. You had just the right supply of fresh water nurturing the bay, you know, periodically.
Yeah, I told Dad it reminded me of that old commercial growing up. I thought it was Parquet, but it was chiffon margarine. And the slogan was, it's not nice to fool
Mother
Nature.
Yeah. That's right.
Isn't that the truth? There's some things we have to do to combat the environmental changes and even man-made changes. But some things are better left alone. But, man, unfortunately, you can't stop progress. And
no. Progress is going to win over anything else, even the environment.
That's it. And there's always going to be collateral damage. And I think that's where we're at. I know that's a long discussion to bring up here at the end of the deal, end of the segment, but, it's something that we were talking about. It was kind of interesting. We talked about it for about an hour.
Well, I'd love to get you and your dad and Lance back in here again and have another, Sunday powwow like we did over issues just like this for people to ask questions that, you know, I've got experience. I'm a fisherman. I'm not an environmentalist or, you know, kind of bay ecologist or anything like that. And it's good to have guys that know these things, like, you know, the oyster resource, and then Lance with, you know, just pretty much anything that pertains to it. And he's real sharp. But
I love talking to you. You know, you and I talk for hours on the phone about this kind of stuff, off air, obviously. And I like talking to Dad and a few of the other old timers. I've seen a lot, but I haven't seen half of what you guys have seen, especially as far as the environmental changes that have taken place in our bay system. And
it's hard to believe in my little short lifetime that I've been here, all the things I've seen, the changes, you know, we could go over it. I'm out of time, but, we can talk again on it. And Steve, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I know it, you appreciate Memorial Day and you love America like I do.
And God bless our troops, all of our veterans, but we're gonna head out for a couple of days. We're going to Vegas. Me
good
and
for
Dad,
you,
Kim, and my brother. But we're gonna go.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to call money. You and get info on how to get with you to go fishing with you, how do they find you, Steve?
409-256-7937.
All right. Well, you and your family have a good time, and I'll roll up with you when you get back in town. All right, Steve.
All right, Mickey.
Thank you. See you, man.
Yes,
all right.
All right.
All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman, and that's all the time we have for today's show, but bright and early in the morning on Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend, we'll be back right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.